If somebody aspires to be a freelancer, ano ba talaga yung dapat na vision nila? Ano yung meron silang skills no, to be able to start mm-hmm. with one? Ano?
Actually, kahit sino na ngayon pwede na mag-freelance eh. It's a misconception kasi na you need to have a large portfolio, mahabang experience.
Yeah, let's cite some example. So, for example, meron akong skills sa copywriting. Mm-hmm. Galing ako sa employment. What would be your advice no, na for somebody who wants to go freelancing? Ano yung step by step?
So ngayon, magaling ka na magsulat. So kumbaga, may training ka na overtime as a writer tapos nag-aral ka pa ng copy. Sa start pa lang, you should call yourself a business na talaga. Kasi yung freelancing, it's a term na matagal na siyang na-coin. Pero it denotes kasi na parang hindi ka seryoso sa business mo kasi, di ba, pa side gig lang.
Yeah, yeah. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of our podcast. My name is Leslie.
Yes, my name is Dennis.
And we have another guest here, and his name is
another Dennis.
All right, welcome to PlayPods. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Hi guys.
All right. So, siguro as a start, no, I think na mention na natin. Your name is Dennis. Tawagin natin siya sa pangalang Shoden as his nickname.
Yes.
So, what's your story, ba? What's your backstory? What do you do now? And you know, later on, let's talk about more. Details about your career, no?
Mm-hmm. Ayan, thank you guys nga pala, Tokayo and Leslie. Typical naman siya na kwento na parang yung mga normal na mga Pinoy na nag-aaral muna. And then after getting to a point dun sa office, mapapansin mo palaging paulit-ulit na lang yung things. Mm-hmm. And then, napansin mo na parang, uy, paano kaya kung itry kung something new? So usually, parang most people nga din, hindi rin ako super early nag-start na diretsyong nag-freelance or diretsyong pursue ng passion kasi maraming Pinoy, like yung conditioning natin growing up, more on oriented towards employment and parang staying in one company, ganun. So, luckily for me, nung nasa office ako, so I used to actually work for oil and gas.
Oil and gas.
Okay. So, I was with...
Anong course ba nung college?
Physics.
Wow! Tapos, wow!
Hindi, hindi ako nag-graduate. Hindi ko naman sinabing yung course ko yun, pero hindi ako nag-graduate doon.
Okay, but still, okay. Wow, for you to
pero,
having
ano, I actually finished European languages. So, yung...
European languages.
Oh. So, yung French combination na yun, it allowed me to actually fake my way into a engineering sales role. Kasi yung engineering sales role, German speaking.
I see, okay.
Eh, para ka makapasok dun, kailangan mo kasi ng engineering na konting math.
Background. Oh, okay.
Pero kailangan mo makipag-usap in German, yung clients.
So fluent ka in German?
Yeah, expression ba siyon yung Deutsch?
Wow! Wow, impressive!
Wala, na-intrig ako. No? Kasi very rare. I think wala yata akong kilala na kaibigan na nag-take ng course ng European language.
Yeah, what anong influence mo sa
paano
ka? Kasi di ba physics ako, di ba?
Yeah.
Oh. Idol ko kasi si Einstein.
Ah, okay.
Sabi ko, cool to si Einstein, ha? Gayahin ko kaya yung trabaho
cool,
niya.
Cool.
Sabi ko, ganun. Okay. Pero na-realize ng utak ko na hindi ko pala kaya yung trabaho niya. Sige na lang, gayahin ko na lang yung salita.
Oh, okay.
So, really?
Hindi, so yun yung joke ko talaga kasi parang I mean, moving forward, I was interested na talaga sa languages, pero parang yun yung ginawa kong parang story. Kasi it's very interesting kasi yun nga, yung German, nung college ako, yun, marami kasi dun sa diliman eh, may French, may Spanish, may Russian, may, di ba?
Asan, UP to? UP.
Oh, pero, German yung pinili ko kasi siya yung parang pinakamalapit dun sa parang technical side. So it served me well naman kasi nung nakapag-apply ako din sa office, somehow na mas mataas yung score ko kasi yung ibang mga nag-apply nung kasabay ko, magaling mag-German pero wala silang technical. So yun, naging ano ako, naging engineering sales. So when I was doing, day job siya, office siya, tapos gano'n, nagbibenta kami ng valves, actuators. Pinag-training kasi kami sa Europe. So nung nag-training kami, bumili ako ng camera. Yun yung kwento ko. So, bumili ako camera, tapos picture ako ng picture doon. Tapos nakapag-practice ako. Diba? Pagka-uwi ko, pinapost ko yung ibang picture, tapos may nagtatanong sa akin, Shods, magkano i-hire ka na mag-shoot ng...
Pero still photos pa lang to.
Still photos muna. Okay. Para mag-shoot ng... Meron nga akong na-shoot living eh. Basta lahat, tinaray ko lang para ma-practice yung camera. Tapos, after that, na umabot ako sa level na nag-shoot na ng mga expo. May mga German clients na ako. Kasi doon ako nag-gravitate kasi madali silang kausap tapos mataas magbayad. Up to that point na, doon sa expo, nanakaw yung dalawa kong unit na Nikon.
Oh my gosh.
So sabi ko, sige, magsiswitch na ako sa video. So kaya ako naging videographer.
I see, okay.
All along, puro lang yun mga weekends. Weekend work lang yan. So,
side hustle lang siya.
Side hustle lang siya. Pero, napapansin ko, over every weekend, parang yung isang project ng weekend, pagka nagbayad siya, tapos magbigay ka na ng mga expenses, ano siya eh. Mas mataas na siya dun sa weekly rate mo sa office eh. So, there was a threshold na hinintay ko. Tapos, naghintay din ako ng, di ba mayroong mga yearly bonus sa mga office.
Right.
Hintay ako ng yearly na bonus. Tapos, yun, may konting buffer lang. Tapos, nag-start na ako mag-freelance na as a videographer. Pero, yun nga, video, nag-shoot ako. Tapos, nag-co-found kami ng videography school. Medyo maraming nakakatawang adventures doon.
Where is this? QC? Like
QC. Sa may, Loyola Heights, malapit sa Ateneo mismo. So, okay. We survived actually pretty well, and then the pandemic came. So ganun din, like, pero yun nga, the awesome part was because minamarket ko yung school, ako yung gumawa ng website, landing page, email marketing. I was actually actively parang, di ba, equipping myself with skills na
right
would be able to survive the pandemic.
Correct.
So by the time the pandemic arrived, nag-fail na nga yung school kasi classroom siya, tapos nagbabayad kami ng rent and everything. Nag-fail siya, pero andun pa rin yung knowledge
yung
na...
skills mo, yeah.
So, naghanap na ako ng clients online.
Doon nag-start.
So, doon siya nag-transition. Tapos, over time din, sakto lang nung time na yun, tinuturo ko rin yung process. Meron kaming group of freelancers na sinalihan ko para mag... parang talagang to spread the word about Pinoy freelancing. So yun, that's why I'm sitting here right now with you guys.
Yeah, that's a nice
very setup. Interesting story.
Yeah, kasi ganun din yung nangyari sa akin nung pandemic eh. So ako naman, we have a software company. We're doing like business automations and whatnot. Tapos yung pandemic, ganun, nag-start na ako mag-aral ng paano ba mag-run ng Facebook ads, you know, paano ba gumawa ng website sa WordPress or something like that. Until I came up with the digital course of Business 101, yung Accounting 101, HR 101, doon nag-start. Halos similar story na up to now, you know, bulk of our personal income is still coming from that business.
Yeah, nice. Ayun. Ayos
yun. So yun nga yung parang silver lining nung mga nangyari during the pandemic, yeah. You know.
Pero you mentioned you have a tribe, no? So that tribe started in Manila pa din or here na sa
it was actually founded by my friend na freelancer din, so timing lang din na 2018 na start yung tribe. It's called the Freelance Movement Tribe and it's founded by John Pagulayan, so taga dito lang din siya sa may Laguna, Cavite, malapit lang din. So
I think nasa email list ko siya na
diba?
Si John
malakas yung marketing namin din eh. So sakto wala pa talagang membership noon. Hindi pa kami malaking group, as in 30 lang yata kami, parang gano'n. That was back then, 2017. So, nag-grow na namin siya ngayon. Ngayong pinaka-latest na batch, I think, 8,000 na.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Actually, yan yung lagi kong sinasabi. No? I'm also into marketing. I have a marketing team with different business units. Pero one of my weaknesses talaga, or hindi ko pa nagawa, is building a community.
Yeah. Medyo mahirap talaga siya eh. Kailangan ng maraming tao, medyo kailangan yung culture, tapos yung leadership.
So, ano ba yung mga basic na foundational siguro tips na mabibigay mo if somebody wants to build a community or a tribe?
Well, ako, hindi ako yung founder, guys.
Okay.
Pero, as part of the founding members, yung malakas talaga dun is pagkakaroon ng vision na sobrang lakas. Kasi yung vision kasi ng founder namin was to have freelancing spoken in the same breath as lawyers, engineers, and doctors. So, malalim talaga yung hugot dun. So, kumbaga, a lot of people na ganun yung similar aspirations na gravitate doon.
Is it to the point na mag-introduce na ng ano, board exam for freelancers or hindi naman?
Wala pa naman, pero parang to have the same legal taxes, yung di ba yung right? Wala tayo sa tax. Mm-hmm. Wala dun eh, wala nakalagay dun eh. Mm-hmm. Wala rin tayong benefits masyado, tapos pagka nag-apply ka ng loan sa banko, hindi ka...
Yeah, I think it's not really recognized mm-hmm. ano, yung
hindi pa, term so,
na freelancer.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry. Okay
lang.
Okay.
Okay. Sama natin yan sa ano, blooper. Sa blooper.
So going back, we're talking about yung community, no? Building community.
Pero siguro, let's jump na lang muna dun sa one of our main topics talaga is yung freelancing. No?
Mm-hmm.
Ano ba yung, if somebody aspires to be a freelancer, ano ba talaga yung dapat na vision nila? Ano yung meron silang skills, no? To be able to start mm-hmm. with one, ano?
Actually, kahit sino na ngayon pwede na mag-freelance eh. There's a misconception kasi na you need to have a large portfolio, mahabang experience, or may mga credentials ka na certificates na galing ka pang kung ano-anong school or anong degree.
Right.
Pwede naman ganun. May mga work na it really needs that kind of thing, like yung mga engineering, yung mga sobrang precise talaga na things. Pero if you're really just wanting to help solve a problem ng mga clients mo, yung mga prospects mo, you just really have to focus on three key things eh. So it's just lead generation, di ba? Conversions,
right.
And then retention. And right. Wala silang pakialam kung may degree ka or may experience ka or may meron ka credentials. As long as mapapakita mo yung results and merong alam mo kung paano hanapin yung mga clients ng clients mo or i-solve yung pain point nila, then pwede kang mag-succeed as a freelancer. So, yun. Kaya malaking catalyst din actually yung pandemic kasi many people realized and many people actually accidentally became six-figure earners.
Right, right. Pero amongst sa mga skills, kasi iba-ibang klaseng skills yan. Eh. Diba, meron galing sa marketing, meron virtual. VA ba is considered as a freelancer?
Ay, oo. So, VA kasi is a very broad category, di ba? Kasi... it technically just means virtual assistance.
Right.
Okay. So kahit anong gawin mo online, yun na yung VA.
Parang, yeah, synonymous din yung dalawa eh, diba?
Oo.
Tapos meron kang copywriting, meron kang digital marketing and whatnot.
So, parang may umbrella yan if we imagine natin na meron ditong drawing, yung pinakamalaking, ano, parang circle is yung marketing. And then subset ng circle na yun is digital marketing.
Right.
And then inside of digital marketing, and then yung social media marketing, right. Video marketing,
email marketing,
SMS marketing, email marketing. So may mga sarili-sarili sa mga mundong tinitirhan. And then if medyo analytical ka, kunyari engineer ka, you're coming from a line of work na ginagamit mo talaga yung parang relational intelligence mo, then you can stay dun sa mas mataas na part kasi kayo yung mag-organize ng mga iba't ibang marketing types. So you could be a CMO type person.
Right.
If you're...
parang vertical, ano?
Oo, parang T-shaped ka na niche. Alam mo yung nangyayari. Pero most people, nag-start ka lang iwan typically sa social media and video marketing kasi yun yung parang pinakamaraming pwedeng magturo eh.
Right.
So, email marketing, it's a bit more niche and dun din yung copywriting, which is also part of, di ba, copy and sales. So,
okay. Ano yung siya, medyo saturated na talaga?
Right now, mahirap siyang, ano, like, I can't really say for certain kasi nagbabago naman yung trends. Pero, ang nakita namin, yung skills mismo, hindi saturated. Kasi yung skills na yan, forever talaga siyang kailangan. Like,
oh, yeah.
Social media, or video editing, let's say, di ba, video market, video editing. Lahat ng mga markets, pwede mo siyang i-offer eh.
Correct, yeah.
Ba social media. Pero yung parang nafe-feel lang ng mga, there's a perception na it feels saturated kasi yung mga tao, they're marketing their parang services dun sa mga parang, let's say, platforms na sobrang a dime a dozen sila. So if you show up on Upwork, libo kayo nandun eh. Kung mag-start ka pa lang, mag-feel, uy, libo kami nandito eh. Diba? Or kung nandun ka sa OLJ, ang dami, aagawan niyo yung application, mag-apply kayo, pagalingan kayo dun eh.
Right.
Pero if you put yourself in such a way na parang you're marketing yourself na mag-outreach ka ng one-on-one, naiwalay mo na kagad yung sarili mo dun sa madaming tao.
Correct, correct.
So yun yung parang tinuturo namin, like, do the outreach, parang connect real relationship building talaga, mag-comment ka, mag-hi ka, mag-ano ka. And then, hindi nila isip, mawawala na sa isip nila yung mga platform kasi ikaw na yung totoong taong nag-reach out sa kanila.
Right, right.
So there's a saturation at what you said, that's hindi siya mali or hindi siya tama. Pero depende yan where you really are. Kasi you will feel that saturation if nandun ka sa maraming...
Siguro, yeah, let's cite some example. So, for example, meron akong skill sa copywriting. Galing ako sa employment. What would be your advice na for somebody who wants to go freelancing? Ano yung step by step?
Uy, okay yan. So ngayon, magaling ka na magsulat. So, kumbaga, may training ka na overtime as a writer, tapos nag-aral ka pa ng copywriting. So, you're actually selling parang the art of sales in print, di ba?
Right.
Ngayon, you're still doing work, nasa corporate ka pa. So, saan ka na corporate? Ano yung...
Kasi, nasa marketing department ka, no? You're doing digital marketing.
For what company?
Say, you are in an e-commerce business detail. Yeah.
So, yun, ang first mong pwedeng gawin, syempre, do what is the easiest na path of least resistance. So, analyze your network first. Mga kaibigan mo, yung mga clients mo. So, yung clients mo na yun, usually, if you want to go parang solo na, ikaw, nandun ka na sa company, diba? If you want to go solo, yung ginagawa, diba, ng maraming consultant na, no? Nagsasabi sa mga previous clients nila, oo nga pala, magsusolo na ako.
Right.
So, I'm actually opening, I'm starting a new, parang I'm going to become a solo freelancer or a solo, I would say, consultant para mas maganda yung dating. Solo consultant copywriter, and I know that we had great work during this project that we had where I was able to work with you guys and we were able to achieve 653% on your campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to do this for you but on a different capacity as a solo consultant.
Yeah.
Boom. Do you know anyone who... So, kung meron kang listahan ng ganun, di ba? Kung masinop ka naman, may file ka na.
Yan
yung first.
Initial client list mo, client base.
So, you go to them, and automatically, pangalawa, ask agad for a referral. So, hindi sila lang, pero do you know anyone who could use this kind of parang achievement as well? So, i-frame mo siya na.
Right.
Parang hindi, It's a high note kasi they enjoyed working with you. Tapos, do you know someone who also wants to have the same result?
Right.
Malamang, sila gusto rin.
That makes sense.
So, I have a question though. Like, let's say I'm a fresh graduate. Do you suggest that I would go through employment first before I jump into a freelancing career? Or can I go straight to freelancing right away?
Ganda na question ni Leslie. I know, this might sound not so popular, pero... I would say yes, mag-work ka muna sa corporate. Because there is a lot of value in learning about how a large organization works. May sa sariling dynamic kasi yung mga startups, like konting like pivot lahat ng tao, 15 yung roles versus looking at a well-oiled machine that has survived years of changes, years of political, di ba, ng mga anong nangyari sa... So, pag nandun ka sa big company, you learn how, okay, ganito pala yung bureaucratic process. Mabagal sila mag-move, pero kapag nag-move sila, ganda ng parang, ang laki ng parang sweeping global, ganun. May ganun. So, if you're part of that, you get to experience a slice of parang thinking na, oh, ganito pala what it feels to be in a big company. So, typically, yun nga, kung diniswerte ka na, ganun nga, you were able to work like that, that's great. Tapos, paglipat mo, pag magsosolo ka na or you're joining a small startup or you're forming a small team, meron kang precedent, di ba? Meron kang template, like, hindi siya, yung management principles na naaral mo, like, how your boss treated you, like, how you're, So, hindi naman siya parang pupulutin out of thin air na babasahin mo lang sa internet. And then, you're a great leader na. So, hindi naman siya ganun, So, yun yung suggestion ko if you're in such a position na kaya mong mag-ganon. Pero marami sa atin, like yung, di ba, hindi lang talaga nagkaroon ng chance na mag-work sa mga large companies. Then that's also a good thing. Like, meron din actual value ng not knowing kung ano yung mga protocols kasi hindi mo alam kung ano yung mali. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung bawal.
I think yung habits kasi parang mas madali siyang i-develop if you're within a like a corporate setting.
At saka somehow meron kang magigain na confidence kasi some certain kind of confidence level pag galing ka sa corporate, alam mo rin yung ins and outs ng corporate life.
Kasi yung mga gigantic na mga companies, freelancers lang din naman sila dati. Like, like si Apple, di ba? Sila Jobs, nakakuha lang naman sila ng project.
Correct.
Ah, contractor lang sila, nakakuha sila ng project na gumawa nito. Uy, hindi kami na. So, yun, lumaki na sila naman. Di na sila freelancer.
Right.
Yun
so,
lang din.
So, once you have, no, you kapanggit mo kanina, no? Na you have acquired one client or, you know, a few clients, what are the essential tools naman that you will need, you know, to be able to manage it well?
Ayun, so, pagka nakakuha mo na ng client, the first thing I would do before tools actually would be to do a business map. Ipaprocess yung map, imamap mo yung lahat ng nangyari sa business mo. So, how do you do lead gen? Like, isusulat mo how it works. So, this is where kasi meron dyan part na, di ba, medyo dumadami ng clients mo, meron ka ng overwhelm dyan ng konti.
Right.
So, before that starts to become unmanageable, mag-start ka na mag-document ng business processes mo. Lead gen, tapos service delivery, tapos, di ba, retention, tapos
correct,
yung referral system. So, kung kaya mo sa lead gen, this is you slowly actually trying to take yourself out of the equation. Kasi, pagka yun nga, dumami masyado yung clients mo, magbo-burnout ka, tapos mawawala rin. So, yung tools na ginagamit, usually nga, tools din na pang tulong sa'yo na pag-manage, pag-get ng clients, pag-get.
Automation tools.
So, these are tools like, for example, getting them on a call, lead gen yun. So, a calendar tool, yung Zoom, yung mga call apps natin na ginagamit, Skype, yung mga ganun. Tapos yung CRM, syempre, we need customer relationship management tools para matrack natin yung nangyayari sa customers.
Anong CRM ang recommended?
So, ako personally, ang ginagamit ko Contact Out. Tapos, si Contact Out kasi lead gen siya, meron din siyang CRM sa loob. Pero, it can be anything na comfortable. Kasi wala siyang hard and fast rule na kailangan talito. Kasi dami. Soho, Zendesk, maraming mga
G-Sheet.
Oh, tapos HubSpot, G-Sheet. So, ang dami-dami sobra. Hindi ka dapat mabog down doon. Ang importante, meron kang system na nag-work sa'yo. So, after ng CRM, kailangan mo syempre ng service delivery. So, in my case, dahil video ads yung ginagawa ko, meron kaming subscriptions to Premiere Pro, Canva, yung mga pang-deliver ng service.
Right.
So, meron kaming subscriptions to yung nag-ano ng mga subtitles, diba? Yung mga
collab tool. What they use? Like Trello?
So, Frame.io, ganun. Frame.io, pang-annotate ng videos with clients.
Right.
So, it really depends. You can go into the weeds with that, pero ang pinaka-essential talaga is, again, similar to what makes your business work. Lead gen, conversion, and retention. So, yung retention, nandun yung mga service delivery. So, yun, yung conversion naman, yun yung mga pag-send ng proposal, di ba, yung pag-ano ng getting paid, andun yung mga payments. So, PayPal, TransferWise, or Wise. Tapos, sa Pilipinas, yung mga bagong upcoming na mga,
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, okay, one question. As a freelancer kasi at times, I don't know really what's happening now. Meron kang natitempt ka ngayon na also get a freelance to help you out.
So,
is that like a practice now? Or
pag
ba nag-delegate ka ng something to another freelancer, hindi na freelancing yon, it's already a business.
So yun nga, that's actually, sa start pa lang, you should call yourself a business na talaga. Kasi yung freelancing, it's a term na matagal na siyang na-coin. Pero it denotes kasi na parang di ka seryoso sa business mo kasi, di ba, pa side gig lang.
Yeah.
Pero if you treat it as a business, yun nga, may taxes ka, nagbabayad, nag-ano ka, seryoso ka, then para sa'yo, you actually are still freelancing in the sense na ikaw yung pipili ng client mo, pero you can, it's also an agency. So meron kasing freelancer na goes the agency route, meron din na goes the solopreneur route. So dalawa ang choices. Yung iba, nag-automate talaga heavily, like kunyari AI copywriter na sila ngayon.
Alam ko sina Design Joy, alam mo.
Oh yeah.
Para siyang design as a service na type na monthly thing.
Per month niya.
Tapos mag-isa lang siya, no.
Di ba?
So, may mga ganung ano eh.
So may mga ganun, may ganung school of thought. Ako nandun ako sa solopreneur na school of thought after being an agency for a while, like marami akong editors working with me. Tapos na-realize ko na parang mas kahit people person naman ako, parang mas gusto ko yung hindi maraming masyadong moving parts.
Right.
So, may ganun tao.
Pero you consider your position that as an agency, no?
I used to, kasi ano kami, di ba video production kami, so it at one point it was really large, marami kaming videographers, maraming gamit, maraming stuff. Tapos nag-pandemic nga, tapos nag-contract yung size ng ano. So, nag-lean out kami. So, ngayon, nagko-contact ako ng mga, meron akong pool ng freelancers, pero hindi siya under me as a company. So, meron na akong malaking pool of freelancers kasi di ba nagka-school kami.
Right.
So, ang dami nun na pwedeng mag-work. Tapos,
si Shoden palang madaming pool ng freelancers na
pwede.
Content creator.
Dami nating project.
Video.
But anyway, so going back lang dun sa story ng copywriter. So, yes, nakakuha na siya ng local clients. Meron na siyang tools. When is the best time naman to tap yung siguro yung scale? Best time to scale and tap the customers abroad.
Ayun, so you can actually go direct abroad, pero kasi yun nga eh, yung arbitrage ng peso sa dollar, maganda, appealing talaga, di ba? May mga small businesses kasi abroad na for copywriting that ibang-iba sa mga copywriting needs dito. Kasi sa Pilipinas, hindi nga masyadong alam yung copywriting, di ba?
Right.
So, marami akong kilala, at least in my circle, na dumidiretso abroad. Pero hindi rin nila alam na may pera din talaga dito sa copywriting. Okay. Or even any project, basta nandun ka lang sa higher end ng market. So, in your point, kung lilipat man sila, typically, yun nga, the thing to do, kung okay na yung processes mo, alam mo na yung parang nangyari yung copywriting, di ba? Mag-start ka naman mag-analyze ng market sa US. So, pipili ka ngayon kung ano yung mga growth markets. So, kaya mo naman siyang ma-research, like, you can do the statistics, like, ano bang mga markets yung on the rise. So, syempre, pipili ka dun, and then dun ka mag-start mag-prospect. So, the way we do that, at least in our community, maghanap muna kami ng market. So, we analyze if, yun nga, pasok siya dun sa big five na eternal na hindi na kahit anong pandemic, lalakas lang siya, diba? Like, yung relationships, typically, hindi naman ever nawawala yan. Yung health and wealth, di ba? Hindi naman ever nawawala yan. Like, kahit nung pandemic, actually, lumakas pa nga yung sector niya. Yeah. Tapos yung real estate, hindi rin siya ever parang, nag-fluctuate siya, pero hindi siya ever nawawala. Tapos andun din yung mga coaching. Kasi forever, people will really need parang coaching pa din, at least as a business. So, magkakaroon ng demand for people who need help kasi palagi naman tayong nag-go na for personal development. Tapos yung fifth na nakikita namin historically na nagpa-perform na mataas, yung tech.
Okay.
So the tech sector, like yung mga SaaS, yung mga
app development, ganyan.
Oo, paano siya eh? Lalo na ngayon with AI. So talagang it's very active. Tapos yung crypto side of things, medyo on the rise na naman. Di ba bumagsak siya 2022, 20...
Yeah, last year.
23, oh. So, ngayon, ano na ulit? Medyo bullish na uli yung ano. So, yun, i-check mo dun. And then, within those 5 or 6, kung ano man yung pinaka matataas sa market, hanap ka naman ng sub, mag-niche down ka dun. Hindi ka dun sa pinaka top level.
Right.
So, for example, if you are going into the coaching niche, so, hanap ka ng niche na, like, in between, like, personal development, marami pa yun, life, may life coach, may career coach, mayroong executive coaching, mayroong pang...
Right. Diba? But how do you tap them? May platform ba na gagawin? You DM them?
So, yung ginagawa namin sa outreach, yung sabi ko kanina sa'yo. Yeah. So, you want to, ito yung parang strategy na gusto kong ituro sa maraming tao. Like, you want to go to the part of the market na pinaka premium, yung pinaka elite. Kasi same amount of work yung gagawin mo for
correct,
them.
Correct.
So, it turns out, dun pala sa mga pinaka-highest na mga market, konti ang nag-outreach sa kanila kasi yung perception ng market,
na-intimidate
na sila. So, hindi nila masyadong pinupursue. So, ang ginagawa namin, merong book kasi si, ano bang book na yun? The Richest Man in, nakalimutan ko, pero Affluent Marketing, yun na lang si Dan Kennedy. How to Market to the Affluent. Pag binasa mo yung book na yun, sinasabi niya na, dun ka maghanap muna sa mga zip code na pinaka-wealthiest zip codes. Kasi usually, yung mga services na in-offer dun, let's say, kunyari, coach man siya, or doctor man siya, or dental clinic man siya, aesthetic clinic man siya, kunyari, sa Beverly Hills or similar place na mayaman, pag dun ka mag-outreach, posible na meron na silang service provider, pero pag dun ka mag-outreach, yung network nila,
right,
yun yung pwede mo matamaan. So, yung clients din nila, mga high net worth, so, mahal yung charge nila, tapos ikaw din, meron kang, madali ka makapag-charge ng mas maayos.
Right, right.
As opposed to, nandun ka lang sa mga backwater.
Right. Pero what's the best way to do an outreach? Like, go to their LinkedIn account, DM them?
So, merong, may mga approach ngayon that works really well, yung mga two-pronged approach, two or three-pronged approach. So, kunyari, meron silang post sa LinkedIn, magko-comment ka dun, you give something really valuable sa sinabi nila. Sasagot ka, tapos pag sinabi mo, really love this comment. Tapos makikita kasi nila, mag-react sila din, they recognize your name.
Right.
And then you do it for a while, so mag-cheerlead ka lang.
Right.
And then, simultaneously also, pwede kang mag-message sa LinkedIn nila or mag-email dun sa email nila. So, para, I mean, alam mong nag-interact sila sa'yo, tapos you're not coming out of the woodwork na, uy, hello, tada!
Right. Hindi talaga
kailangan cold, na trabaho. Yeah,
hindi talaga cold message, di ba? Sa mga kilala ka na niya, in a way. No?
So, kaya di ba, if i-combine mo kasi yung mga technique na yun, magiging ano ka talaga, premium freelancer.
Right.
So, these things, tinuturo nyo yan dun sa community nyo.
Oh, kaya nga, very valuable tong episode na to.
Kasi you know, parang ito na yun, no?
Hindi, parang nakita ko, medyo nag-hesitate mong sagutin kasi parang mahal yan, eh.
Hindi, pwede nga tayo mag-session dito, eh. Walang problema.
Ayun, workshop tayo.
Invite tayo ng mga freelancers sa Batangas.
I'm just curious, meron ka bang namimiss about your corporate job?
Actually, may mga parts dun kasi sa corporate, di ba? Yung mga coffee break, or wala naman tayong coffee break na sa bahay lang, eh. Kasi kami dati, dun sa corporate work ko, yung pagkatapos ng work, magiinuman, wala kaming ganun, wala nang ganun, di ba?
Dito sa the playground, pwede
yun.
Dito, pwede, kaya nga, eh. So, best of both worlds yan, ha? Pwede kang mag-ganito, pwede ka rin nasa work, sa bahay lang. Kasi meron din magandang peace dun sa, mag-work ka lang din, eh.
Correct.
No, so, which leads me to the question, kasi yung pros and cons of, being a freelancer. Can you share with us kung ano yung mga kung at least may idea na tayo ano yung mga pro, pero yung mga cons, ano ba yung mga naiisip mo?
Oh, kasi yun nga, like what I shared kanina, it's usually the social aspect that suffers if you are a pure freelancer na working from home. Maayos kang income mo, okay nga yung family life mo, nakaka-inter ka naman sa kanila palagi. Yung thing lang dun is because may isolation siya, this actually can affect your health. Hindi lang pala siya parang wishy-washy lang na notion. It's actually been documented. So, I've even read a book about it yung kay Vivek Murthy na mag-appear dito.
Yes.
Sinag-edit.
Pinahirapan mo
yun. Ang ganda ng book na yun kasi sobrang niya. Pinakita niya kasi yung link. May totoong link na alam mo ba ito kayo na ang kasabihan na when you die of a broken heart, totoo palang nagbe-break yung heart mo.
Really?
Oo, kasi yung
so talaga yung nagte-tear talaga yung
merong yung parang ventricle something na merong nagre-rupture na part. Kasi yung author kasi ng book, Surgeon General siya ng US nung time ni Obama. Tapos siya, Indian descent siya, pero yung uncle niya doctor din. Tapos parang uncle niya yon na namatay yung wife ng uncle niya. Tapos inautopsy nila, eh. So alam nila yung nangyari na.
Right.
Na broken heart, tapos namatay din siya shortly. Literally totoo pala yung akala ko. Hello, shit,
totoo. Pero it's really evident naman talaga during the lockdowns, eh, di ba? I mean, even us sa family, may mga nagkaroon ng mental health disorder because of the isolation. I think one major thing dun yung sunlight, eh. I mean, yung, of course, yung social life. Yung sunlight din pag hindi ka lumalabas ng bahay.
Oo. Pang-regulate yun, eh. So yun, isa yun, yung isang cons yung isolation. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, kailangan talaga natin yung interaction, yung collaboration. Tapos, kung, di ba, like, meron study nga si Harvard na ano, eh, na ano daw yung sekreto ng happy life, na long life. Nakalagay dun hindi yung parang kung ano yung nagawa mo, eh, kundi yung relationships mo with your fellow parang community. So kung palagi kang mag-isa, it also makes sense na madali kang mamatay kasi ano, ma-accidente ka lang ng konti, walang tutulong sa'yo. That's a very pragmatic na nadulas ka. Walang tutulong sa'yo, eh. Pero on a deeper level, ano daw yun, eh, like, meron din sa book na Blue Zones. Examine nila ako ano yung
isang... Parang very, ano ka, dahil mo nababasang libro, ano?
Wala akong, ano, eh. May isolated kasi ako.
May time ka pa magbasa ng books.
Hindi, sa Blue Zones, sinasabi doon, isang reason daw kung bakit makakaba ang buhay ng may mga specific places. Okinawa, sa France, meron regions of France, tas meron din sa Brazil at Portugal. Isa doon is, ano, yung... parang ano nila, yung relationship nga. And then also yung reason for leaving, yung sinasabi nila sa Japan yung ikigai. Kasi parang pagka meron kang reason, kaya daw yung mga nag-retire, bigla nang nagkakasakit.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Meron din akong documented na ganyan yung uncle ko, na farmer talaga, as in nagpa-farm. Nung nagkaroon kasi siya ng, parang ano na siya, eh, 80s na siya. Nagkaroon kasi siya ng problema sa tuhod, so hindi siya makalakad ng maayos. So pinilit na siya na ng family niya na hindi na mag-farm. Tapos shortly after, marami na siyang sakit na dati naman wala siyang mga ganun mga sakit.
Grabe. Yung sinasabi ko sa ano, yung kay Andrew Huberman, yung podcast niya.
Sa Huberman
na
Labs,
pag ano ka, if yung stress level kasi, or may certain stress level kasi na healthy, because yung immune system niya is nare-regulate.
Napro-prime.
Ngayon, pag mababa yung stress level mo, yung immune system mo bumababa din. So that's one of the theories kung bakit pag retire.
So dapat yun nga may reason ka pa rin. So yung iba, yung sa dun sa mga blue zones, nagga-gardening sila ng manual, meron silang socio-civic na ginagawa sa community, meron silang passion project.
Right.
Ayun, mga ganun. So... yun.
Yeah. Pero okay, sige. So going back lang again dun sa copywriter, no?
Nandun na naman tayo sa copywriter.
Ikopose ko lang siya dun sa question na I think even sa mga trending videos ngayon, issue to sa freelancer, yung pag-iigpit ng BIR. No. So ano ba yung mga basic government compliance that they should know about?
Dapat talaga you should educate yourself kasi meron perception kasi sa mga Pilipino. I was also one of these people na had this notion na, oh, yung taxes ko, hindi naman siya ma-utilize na maayos, eh. I would rather donate it to yun sa mga orphanage or mga brat. Kasi may like kami mag-outreach. Mag-ano kami ng mga bata, bibigay ng school supplies. So, ganun yung thinking ko before. Pero yun nga, it's better if you comply na lang din kaagad. Kasi meron ng mga... nag-start na maging favorable yung... may mga recent changes kasi na naging favorable na yung tax system for freelancers. Meron yung ano, eh. Yung 8% na flat. Maganda yun, eh. So, hindi ka na mag-itemize, hindi mo na lalagay.
Simplify niya yung...
basta hindi ka lang lalagpas ng, I think, 3 million na
yun. 3 million, yeah.
Ano ka na? Parang 8%.
8%.
So yun yung ano, yun yung pwedeng gamitin ng maraming freelancers, right? Kasi ano na siya, it will help with your loans, will help with your travel, yung mga visa.
Correct.
It will help with parang makukuha ka ng bahay or kotse or anything.
Yeah.
So yung paghihigpit, tingin ko kailangan din talaga maghigpit kasi madami talagang ayaw mag-ano.
Yeah.
Ayaw mag-comply. And ako din yun nga, like, mixed feelings ako dun dati kasi nung hindi ako nag... kasi for a while din, after I left corporate, hindi naman ako nagbayad kagad ng taxes, eh. Kasi hindi rin ganun ka-regular yung pasok ng income.
Correct.
So, merong ganong notion na ang hirap naman magbabayad tapos wala na naman palang income. So, parang frame, i-reframe mo yung mindset mo na what if gawin mong privilege na, uy, I get to pay taxes instead of I have to. Parang,
pero in your practice, do you do the tax filing yourself? Or
I actually use a service called Taxumo.
Ah, yeah. I know. Kaibigan ko yung founder.
Si Ginger? Yeah, kaibigan ko rin. So, si Ginger, one of yung COO nila, they developed this app called Taxumo to help specifically small businesses and freelancers file taxes. So yun, nagbabayad lang ako doon ng monthly na subscription fee and then sila nagfa-file for me yung mga...
Right. And meron silang onboarding team din eh, na if you need help sa ano, how to use it.
Oo, yeah. Maganda yung ano nila.
Yeah.
Yun, so...
At yung affiliate ako noon eh.
Ako din. Okay,
Dennis talaga
may may coupon code po kami. So, kung kailangan yun.
Okay, guys. joke lang. So, yun. Hindi ko nga ma-imagine na sasabihin ko yun eh, kasi dati medyo ano ako dun eh, parang against ako sa... Kasi diba, parang may notion tayo na yung mga politiko, parang kukurakutin lang. Eh kung... Yun yan, natutunan ko from one of my friends na... Eh kung meron kang ganong issue, dapat hindi mo nadagdagan. Huwag mo nang rin...
Oo nga, yeah, correct.
Meron ganon.
Pero ang basic niyan, you have to have a DTI, like sole prop. Then you have to have a BIR registration.
Yung sa akin kasi, in-outsource ko lang yung pag...
Ah yeah, so in-outsource mo yun.
Okay. Meron kami kasing friend na nagsa-setup ng ano business.
Registration.
Registration, yung COE, yung stuff like... COR pala.
Yeah.
So... Sila na yung nag-process, hindi nila na ako pumila, tapos
okay
na din.
If you need help there, just message us. Kasi we have that service.
It's something that we do as well.
Yeah,
okay. So yun guys ha, mga freelancers dyan, dito lang sa Batangas if you're living in the area.
Ang dami upselling. Eh.
Meron dito, hindi na kilalayo. Tapos, kapag ka nagpa-setup kayo, kinuto kayo tsaka Leslie, meron daw free na co-working kahit
ilang oras. Half day.
Half day. Oh, half day yung guys.
So, four hours.
Yung pwede niyong gamitin. Oh,
ayos. Dami agad campaigns na nabuo eh. Promo. Okay.
Yeah, yung so, copywriter, sabi mo. Oh. Next up.
Okay.
Sige, let's talk about naman yung mga experience na freelancers. No? Like yourself. No? Ano yung mga common pain points now dun sa, ano nyo ngayon? Sa, you know, sa career nyo ngayon.
So marami naman actual na pain points kasi nasasagap namin dun sa mga forums namin. Meron 'di ba yung sa page ng group. Marami yung mga ask help questions. So usually centered siya around service delivery kasi marami naman talaga na galing sa corporate, iba yung technical know-how nila. Kailangan lang nilang i-translate into experience dun sa bagong field. So kunyari if they're learning about copywriting, may mga questions sila doon na pagtatanungan. So, for example, very specific, meron doon nagtanong na hindi naman sa copywriting web design naman. So, may mga pagtatanong, anybody here familiar with this plugin? How does it, ano? Kasi pagka ginawa ko to, it gives me this error. So, yung group namin, medyo it's large enough na may masasagi doon na ganun yung ginagawa. And pwede makapag-offer ng advice. Pero yung pinaka-common na questions usually, so, dahil nagko-coach ako dun sa within the group, typically centered around finding and getting clients. Kasi ganun yung spread ng group namin. Eh. Like, there's a large spread. Ang pinakamarami dun are people who are starting out. Tapos mas konti yung mga established. So, yung mga nakakuha ng mga first clients nila, yun yung tinuturuan namin na magkaroon ng premium client.
Yung pang tribe nyo, organically, nagiging marketplace na rin siya for you know, different skills?
We refer each other. Kunyari, may mga naghahanap. So, nagpo-post kami ng mga job openings doon or mga opportunities doon.
Or project opportunities.
So, collaboration. Minsan, may mga iba doon na nagiging agency partners. Okay. So, kunyari, yung isa, malakas makapal yung mukha. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Yung isa, magaling sa dev. Hindi marunong mag-market ng sarili. Pero, skilled talaga.
Okay.
So, partner sila. Tapos, isa yung magko-close for that dev.
Right. So parang nagiging, ano siya, mini Upwork Fiverr.
Parang ganun, pero nagmi-meet up kami. So every year, meron kaming parang anniversary meron kaming dito sa may ano, Club Balay Malapit.
How to join the community?
Pwede na kayo, pwede kayo dito kung gusto
niyo. Pwede actually. Small, meron actually dito sa Lipa. Around 30 plus kami. Kaya nga, bala kong dalhin dito yung group para lang may... Yung... Alam mo yung, di ba, sa startup scene na yung gabi sila nag-meet tapos nagkukwentuhan sa mga fail nila?
Yeah.
Di ba? Hindi ko kasi pwede sabihin kasi medyo mura kasi yung, ano eh, yung pangalan ng event. Pero, ano siya, nagsasabi sila ng mga failure nila para hindi nagayahin ng iba.
Correct.
Tapos, pagkatapos nagiinuman sila, meron din beer sa...
Yeah, okay.
Dulo ng event. So,
yeah, we can do that here.
Pwedeng ganun.
Oh.
So, paano join
ng community? Yeah, how to join the community?
Meron kasi kaming free community page, the Freelance Movement Community.
That's in Facebook.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Hanapin mo lang dun. We're currently actually launching ngayong first week of Feb, itong coming week. Mag-open cart. Pero, we are going evergreen naman in the next parang few weeks. So mag-evergreen siya, so kahit kailan pwedeng pumasok. So free community siya. It's more than 150,000 dun sa free community. Dun sa paid community, yun magsa 7,000, 8,000 na malapit.
Sa paid community.
Paid community.
Paano yung model doon ng payment?
So yung paid community, it's an annual membership. So okay. Ano siya? Yung pagpasok mo, meron kang babayaran, tapos mag-reno ka lang per year.
I see. Parang tapos yung mga perks and
what
benefits.
What do they get if they join your community?
Madami actually yung perks. Like, andun nga, like, one of the biggest things is yung networking community. Kasi pagka vocal ka dun, tumutulong ka. You're also actively helping people with what you know dun sa community. Like, you're connecting others to others na kilala mo. Like, naalala mong ito yung tinulong niya or ikaw mismo. May advice ka about, like, for example, ako yung typical advice ko is around video marketing. So, tuturo ko dun. People will actually tag you kung ano man mga opening kahit saan. Kahit hindi dun sa group, even outside of the group, like, pag may makita sila. So, that's one benefit. Tapos, yung benefit dun, meron pa kaming LMS na yung learning management system where yun dun step by step paano makakuha ng client.
Self-paced
siya. Pero, meron kaming accountability na assistant. So,
I see. Okay.
Sa current setup namin, we want to mini-measure kasi namin yung move-up rate. Kumbaga, meron kaming tool na custom-built na na tinatrack namin kung anong stage ka. Tapos, kung pinanood mo na yung video sa loob ng LMS, kung na-complete mo na yung lesson. Para siyang may pagka-thinkific na local na baka maging solution din siya in the future for other companies. Pero ngayon, proprietary lang.
Right.
So, yun.
Locally developed
na. May developers na nandun na. Kumbaga, native na sila sa group. Sumali muna sila as members. Tapos,
Pero yung group na to, Facebook group to? Or?
It's a Facebook group, but it's also a real org, parang ganun.
Right.
It started out as a Facebook group, yeah.
I'm curious, yung... Ako kasi like a notion kasi pag freelancers, mostly nasa Upwork and Fiverr.
Oo.
So, would you advise ba na as a freelancer, that's one, take na pwede nilang gawin?
Oo naman. I mean, okay naman din talaga yung Upwork. Dun talaga maraming simula. Ako din nakakuha before ng projects sa Upwork. Pero, yun nga lang, there's specific challenges na unique dun sa mga marketplace type of finding gigs. Kasi kapag ka nandun ka, yun nga, you have to stand out in a sea of other freelancers. Pwede ka naman pa rin mag-stand out. Meron din naman mga techniques na tinuturo. Pero it's typically harder nga. Kasi kumbaga, yung burden kasi ng client is mamimili na lang siya. Kaso, ang nakalagay kasi sa Upwork, nakalagay yung rate mo.
Yeah.
So ngayon, mafi-fixate yung prospect na so yung factor pala is price.
Right, right.
Kasi nakasulat dun eh.
Yan yung default nilang behavior to look at, compare the price first before that.
Yan yung principle kasi ng marketplace talaga. So Fiverr does that, OLJ meron din ganun. So sila nagsiset. So ang mangyayari, isasala ka based on that standard na ito yung price ko, this is what I'm hiring for. And if you take it, good. If not,
ganun. Sorry.
Pero yun nga, if you... ibang perspective lang yun na in-offer namin na if you actually go about it na magkikipag-usap ka, yung simple act lang na magkipag-usap ka na maganda yung ano yung setup na meron kang process na magko-call kayo, tatanungin mo, i-diagnose mo yung mga problema niya. Tapos, iisipin mo kung kaya mo ba siyang matulungan o hindi. Hindi ka magko-close. Doon pa lang, yung experience pa lang is very premium na eh. Like, masasabi nila, uy, hindi ganito yung mga nakakausap ko. Ah. Mm-hmm. So, may ano ka, may advantage ka doon.
Yeah, yeah. So, by yung iba yung approach mo in terms of responding to them?
Oh, kasi, you know, like, for example, take in skill ko, video editing. So, dahil galing ako sa video na work, yung automatic kong naging online skill was video editing. Hindi naman pwedeng bitbitin yung film, well, filmmaking sa online, di ba? So, yung video editing, anybody can do it. Pero, yun nga, coupled with parang good choice ng market, tapos good choice ng positioning, kaya mong gawin, like, kahit gano'n ka mundane pa yung skill ko, hindi naman outstandingly world-class na editing yung kaya kong gawin kasi kahit sino naman pwede kong turuan or kaya din nila. Mm-hmm. Meron mga instances where clients in the crypto space, meron akong naging client na coach dun sa crypto space. Tapos meron din client na nandun sa mindset performance coaching. So, dun sa kanila, meron dun isang video lang na pinapa-edit. Parang 10,000 pesos kagad, 2 minutes lang. Mm-hmm. Tapos wala siyang, hindi ka mag-iisip, tatanggalin mo lang yung mga ganun lang.
Wala yung mga biros and mga ano.
Hindi mo na masyadong kailangan kasi nakasulat na eh. Meron silang script, tatanggalin mo lang talaga yung mga mali.
Mga fillers, yeah.
Tapos meron nga one time na nagpagawa lang, parang gusto niya lang kasi ipadikit niya mukha niya. Gusto niyang gawing meme, gusto niyang yung meme na nagbabaril ng dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Pero gusto niya yung mukha niya. Pero dahil nasa crypto nga siya, nagbayad siya ng... Hindi nga ako nag-work doon kasi pinasa ko lang din sa editor ko, oh, pro going mo. Eh sa kanya naman, dali lang yun, ilalagay mo lang. Yeah. So mataas na nga yung bayad doon sa editor, tapos para sa akin laway lang.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So ganun, anybody can do what I did. Yun nga lang, yung difference was, naganap ako ng market na on the rise. Mm-hmm. Tapos naganap ako ng nandun sa medyo mataas yung... Yung parang sa kanila yung binabayad dito, hindi na, parang joke lang, parang ganun.
Yeah, yeah.
So yun yung gusto mo, yung mga ganung client na hindi nag-iisip na, ano parang, basta alam nila na yung ginagawa mo for them will also get them results.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Correct, correct.
Diba? Kasi yung meme na yun, joke niya lang yun, pero ang daming nagnatawa, daming nag-comment kasi timely. Tapos may mga nag-enroll sa kanya, eh yung course niya, $2,000 eh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So parang, di ba, like, kung alam mo lang yung relationship mo, like, how you position yourself na, kahit yung ginagawa mo, feeling mo hindi ganun kahirap, pero you're driving results, it doesn't matter kung ilang oras mo siya ginawa.
Correct, correct. Mm-mm.
Kung 0 minutes man lang yan or something. As long as nakatulong nga siya.
Yeah. Saka yung value that you provide, ano?
So parang yung sa copywriting din, yung sabi mo kanina.
Yeah, copywriting, balik na naman.
Kasi di ba, copywriters kasi, hindi minimeasure sila in terms of hours eh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Minimeasure sila in terms of kung ano yung generate ng sales dun sa clients nila eh. So, pakiba ni client kung gumamit ka ng ibang tao or diba, nagkano ka ng AI or something. Basta, kumikita naman yung business niya. Mm-hmm. Magreklamo pa ba yun? Diba?
Right, right. It's so different with like yung pag nag-request ka ng logo, diba? Mm. You're not measured talaga dun based on the time you develop the logo. It's more of the, you know, your reputation as a designer, and then the quality, of course, of your design. So
nice. Okay. Dami nating take away dito kay Shoden.
Oo nga.
Kasi parang libre natin ito nakukuha.
Guys, ha? Kasi ako, more of, from the start of my career, talagang puro business eh.
Mm-mm.
And naiintriga talaga ako sa, ano, sa community ng freelancers. Mm-mm. And most of my questions, nasagot ni Tukayo, ano.
You know.
So I'm very thankful for that, ano. Ayun.
So, but no, I have another question. So if I'm a freelancer, anong masasuggest mo na parang way for me to parang escape yung work from home fatigue or work from home chaos? Parang may ganun kasi, may ganung notion na.
Oh, kasi yun nga eh, dapat, it's a great question, Leslie, kasi dapat talaga nahihiwalay natin yung parang work life and personal life natin. Pero dati nung nasa office tayo, nahihiwalay siya by actually taking a shower or putting on workloads and then making that commute, di ba? So nablo-blur kasi yung boundaries between work and personal life. Mm-mm. If you're working from home, so palagi namin advice like magkaroon ka ng hiwalay na office, which ako meron din akong hiwalay na office, yung wife ko may hiwalay din na office. So parang nagkikita kami between parang breaks kasi work from home din yung wife ko.
So, freelancer din or?
Ano siya? Marketing person for a crypto company sa Belgium. So, pero ano din siya? Artist. So, gumagawa siya ng mga books. So, ganun yung style na palagi lang kayo nandun. So, kailangan mo talagang lumabas.
So, you have a separate office within your home. Okay. Cute.
Pero sa Lipa ba, maraming, ano, maraming freelancers?
Medyo marami kasi... yung Batangas kasi maganda siyang hat, lalo na sa Lipa kasi dito nag-flock yung mga maraming work from home kasi malamig eh. So kami dito,
naisip, pero dito ka talaga, I mean,
hindi, taga QC.
So yung wife mo taga Lipa?
Hindi.
So talagang they're one of those na nag-flock dito dahil malamig
kasi kaya naman namin mag-work kahit saan, di ba? So bakit hindi dito, di ba?
Parang nagpunta lang kayo dito just because
wala lang
wala kayong any relatives here.
Dati wala, pero andito na yung mga sisters ng wife ko.
Ah, so lumipad na rin sila kasi Lipa is really a good ano, place to, you know, live in.
So coming back to your question, yun nga, it's important to have your alone time din, tapos yung group time, yung people time. So that's why since mahirap nga mahiwalay yung personal tsaka ano, it's also a good idea to isang advice na nababasa ko sa maraming books is to vary your environment. So, yun, nagtatry kami. Like, ako personally, I try to go once a week dun sa ibang place. It could be a coffee shop or a co-working space. Just like the Playground PH. Na parang maano din, like makakita ka ng ibang tao, tapos mag-work ka pa rin naman, pero ideally, you want to have a environment na nag-stimulate din yung personal connection. So, yung mga events na yan yung mga workshops. Maganda yun kasi mag-attend ka, hindi lang ma-enrich yung knowledge mo. Tapos, meron pang networking after. So, yun yung mga hinahanap ng mga freelancers para magkaroon ng healthy balance. So, syempre, kahit ka naman pwede mag-work from anywhere, you also need yun nga yung mga, di ba, pwede ka naman mag-relax or mag-beach. Which is meron din sa Batangas, kaya rin sobrang ano siya. Ideal siya. So, yun. Halo-halo. So, find a community na pwede kang magkaroon ng significance niya sa ikigay na parang magkaroon ka ng reason na parang mag-work. Hindi lang pure work na pera-pera lang. I-vary mo yung situation mo. Like, in a week, at least kahit pa paano lumabas ka rin. So, mag-ano rin, eat out or travel, socialize.
Mag-work out. The other day, di ba sabi mo, magpupunta ka sa gym. So,
yun, parang important din yung workout or physical activity like yung ginagawa nga doon, like para lang may maano rin yung parang health mo rin, maganda rin. So yun, marami siyang factors, pero again, yun nga, yung parang end of the day, yung humans, hindi talaga siya, hindi tayo naging ganito just by becoming parang loners. Nag-progress tayo over other species kasi nagkaroon tayo ng
we're social animals, diba?
Nagkaroon tayo ng social contract, nagkaroon tayo ng agreement na mag-cooperate. So, pagka nawala yun, yun, lumalabas yung mga symptoms.
Correct, correct. Marami kasing nag-claim na introverts daw sila, di ba? Kaya gusto nilang mag-isa. So, pero, you know, in reality kasi talagang kailangan mo ng social life, eh, regardless kung introvert ka or extrovert.
Oh, so, marami nilang studies kayo na lumalabas na pwede ka na maging introvert, pero hindi mo necessarily kailangan na maging
isolated.
Isolated. Kung baga naubusan ka lang ng energy pagkatapos ng interaction. Kailangan mo lang mag-recharge.
Right.
Ganyan, ganyan.
Okay. Meron ka pang questions?
Yeah, actually, yun lang. So, very valuable lang ano, episode. Dami kami nakuha ang information. Siguro, just to end this, baka may gusto kong i-promote?
Actually, wala naman akong gusto kong i-promote. Ako yung may tanong sa inyo. Ano pa ba yung mga services niyo dito sa The Playground?
Ayan, maganda yan.
Yun.
Nag-turn
na yung message na. Sige, ikaw siya yung ambassador ng The Playground.
Your turn.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Kasi aside from the co-working space, ang main service talaga namin dito is parang shared services. So we do bookkeeping, we do payroll, we do digital marketing, app development, website development.
So kumbaga, small businesses can actually inquire dito para i-manage yung books nila,
yes,
or magpapagawa ng mga apps nila.
Right. So for example, if you're a startup, di ba? Ang common problem kasi ng startup, yes, meron silang product, meron silang idea, etc. Pero yung some aspects of the business, especially yung tax compliance, yung accounting, yung payroll, wala silang idea on how to do it.
Oo, tama.
Diba? So, dun tayo sumusuporta for those pain points na mga startups and small business. So, yun, that's basically it. And then,
of course, the co-working space.
Just to add,
Yeah, we wanted to serve naman the freelancing community.
You know.
So, yung mga small business owners na parang they have a place, parang a place away from home.
A playground.
A playground. Away from home, away from the office, but somewhere in between. So, it's the playground. It's our co-working space here in Lipa City. So, parang playground siya for all.
And then, nag-line-up na rin kami ng mga events like workshops.
Nice.
Actually, nag-try na ako 2 weeks ago. 5 slots lang sa accounting workshop. Mm-hmm. Okay naman.
Saan? Dun sa
dito sa
conference room.
Ah, so, bagay nga yun.
Ano naman, nakuha naman natin lahat ng slot. Tapos, nilaline up lang namin para medyo strategic yung ano natin.
And also, we wanted to make it more intimate lang. Kasi parang personalized kasi yung approach natin when it comes to workshop.
Yeah.
So, kaya very conducive yung ating conference room for that event.
At saka nag-invite din tayo ng speakers. Kung later lang, kung may mga topics like you, gusto mong mag-conduct ng workshop, feel free to let us know. No?
Sige, maganda tayo.
Kami yung mag-host and then you're the speaker. And then,
Ayun.
Diba? Yes. Alright, so how paano ka ba nila makakontakt so they need your help about anything about the freelancing?
So actually, sa Facebook page ko na lang, pwede niyong ipanapin ng show din san. Kasi kaya yung joke, diba, kala na Japanese. So nilagyan ko ng san.
Tapos, pinanindigan niya na.
Sobrang pinanindigan niya ako. Nag-aaral na rin ako ng Japanese.
Wow. So, multilingual ka na talaga ngayon.
So pagka, Japanese ka ba? Tapos sinasabi ko na, Hajime mashite, watashi wa shōden desu.
Pati yung hairstyle mo.
Oo, kasi para may tatawa na naman sila. Nag-backfire nga lang dun sa boss ko sa company, sa engineering sales, kasi Japanese siya. Nagpakilala ako in Japanese, tapos di niya na ako tinantanan.
Ah, talaga?
Nag-Japanese ka na daw one time.
Yun yung mga anecdotes na gusto ko rin siyang mangyari sa akin kasi masarap siyang ibakon eh. Yun. So yeah, Shodensan. Or, nag-start kasi ako ng bagong brand of parang wala lang email list called The Work Fun Home Pinoy. So, andito yung makita niyo dito, QR code. The Work Fun Home Pinoy. It's all about
fun home.
Yung mindset of working from home. Pero may twist lang, working fun home.
That's nice.
Para you don't have to suffer yung mga isolation, yung loneliness. And para din, meron din sort of smaller community within that na nagsishare ng ganun, like, na-appreciate nila yung working from home. Pero, at the same time, pa rin, lively pa rin.
Right.
Yan. So, yun, visit nyo lang.
Yeah, okay.
May ganun, ha?
Alright, thank you so much.
Alright, let's wrap it up.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.